Hello and welcome to the Intuitive Heart Healing Podcast. My name is Valerie McLaughlin and I am your host for today's podcast. I'm so excited to be back with you all after this little hiatus that I took. I needed some time to reflect and to explore and to reacclimate back into a new way of being. Where I left off in my last podcast, I had recently taken a position with a company that I had worked before with, and it took a lot of my time and a lot of my focus, but it's exactly what I needed at that moment in my life. So now it's about bringing balance to the work, life, spiritual, and get back to what I love and what I enjoy, what lights me up, what brings me passion, spreading love and healing to all of you. And I'm so excited to be back with you all. Not sure how frequently these podcasts will be going out. I am looking forward to bringing in some guests to be here and talk to you about their experiences or what they're learning or their wonderful gifts or the healing journeys that they have been on. I'm open to whatever I'm guided to do, just like this journey that I was guided to take, to trust, to be part of. And it has taught me so much in these last 8 months, 9 months, I don't even know what it's been at this moment, but it has taught me so much about myself. And I've learned so much about myself. I was reflecting back the other day because a friend of me was talking to me about something that she had manifested and how she'd wrote in her journal about something. And she's like, what I learned is I manifested what I wanted, but I needed to be more specific. And I kind of chuckled and laughed. But that whole conversation got me to reflect on things that I've written in my journal and things that I manifested. And honestly, like taking this step into this new journey really allowed me to do. One of the things that I wrote in my journal that I wanted to do was I wanted to live on the East Coast and I wanted to live on the West Coast. And basically since April, I've been doing that. And it's because of this job that I took that I was able to do it. And the universe provided me what I asked for. Maybe it didn't look like what I thought it was going to look like, but that doesn't matter, because the universe provides you with what is best for you in the divine timing when it's ready. So this has afforded me to do a lot of things that I've been wanting to do, exploring so many beautiful places, and just being with myself. And enjoying my time with myself. Because being around so many people in what I do for work, being around so many people, I made sure to honor my time with myself. Whether that is going out on adventures or meditation or relaxing by the pool. I honored myself and I spent time with myself. Got to know me more and more. You know, you hear the people talk about going out and dating yourself, and I've used that term myself. And I really got to explore that, my jumping on a bus and going out to dinner, or going to a dinner and a show, or spending the day exploring the Red Rocks or Zion National Park, or what I did the other day in New York. I took myself to a museum, which was absolutely amazing. And I want to share this experience with you because I wrote a little post in my Facebook group about it. The post didn't really do it justice. All my life, I've been interested in art. I always took to drawing, and those that have followed me or looked onto my website, I've created energy art. And I've explored art museums. I studied art and architecture. I'm always fascinated by it because it's so multidimensional. And I don't think I've ever used that word before in describing art. Until I explored the MoMA the other day, and I saw so much multidimensional art, so many layers. I stood there in front of a Picasso piece, and made me think of my nephew and how we are get so caught up sometimes on creating the perfect piece that we miss the imperfections in the perfection. And I'm staring at this piece, this Picasso piece, and you can see underneath the paint his sketching on the canvas and how he changed the what he was creating. And here it is, years later, hanging up in the MoMA with all the beautiful imperfections that make it so perfect of a piece. To see the layers, not only of the final piece, but the layers of all the creations underneath of it. And it took all those layers to make that perfect piece. And in that reflection, I wondered how I could communicate that to my 12-year-old nephew, who gets so frustrated sometimes when things don't turn out exactly the way that he wants. And I realized that it's really not my place, it's his place to understand that. I can plant the seeds, I can help him on his journey. But he has to come to that in his own time when it's right for him. But I also reflect on how perfect it is to understand that looking at that piece, that's our journey in life. We make all these choices, we go down all these different paths. We can't erase them. We've didn't them. We experienced them. They're a part of us. The good, the bad, the ugly, the evil, whatever you want to call it. To me, it's all an expression of love. But whatever you wish to call it, you've experienced this journey. You've gone on this journey. You have all these different layers. You cannot take an eraser to them. They happen. They happened for you. For you to develop and become the being, the beautiful being that you are. All those quote unquote imperfections make you perfectly imperfected the way you are. Let's try that again. All those quote unquote imperfections make you perfect the way you are, however imperfect you or others see you, you are perfect the way you are, and all your experiences and all your journeys, that's what brought you to this moment. You can't take them back. You can't take them back. But you can choose how they affect you here and now. You could choose how they affect you here and now. There's taking that anger from a situation and transmuting that into love. There's taking that guilt and choosing to forgive. There's reflecting back on the experience from a different perspective to see what you can learn and see how it has helped you and see how it has allowed you to grow. Those imperfections are what make you perfectly imperfected the way you are. And yes, I got to all this by looking at this beautiful piece of art that allowed me to go deeper and deeper and deeper into this journey. And I continued on this path and experienced many of these experiences. I began to look at different pieces, and in these pieces, I noticed something I never noticed before. And probably because when I looked at them before, I didn't have that connection to light language and light codes that I do now. But in so many pieces that I've seen, and pieces that I don't even know the names of, or necessarily the artist, but I saw all these different messages, all these different light codes. And there was one by Sonia, and I can't remember her last name, but the name of the painting is called The Town of the Poor. And I sat down at the Town of the Poor and I looked at this layers and layers of these pieces, and I seen so many different things from light language and light codes and angels and beings in here. And I sat there and I just allowed it to download and receive into me. And in looking at these, not just this one, but other pieces where I've seen these light codes and this information, it had me realize that the healing, the enlightenment, the information, the wisdom and knowledge is always around us, and it's hidden right in plain sight. People for years have studied the Egyptian temples, the Egyptian pyramids, and they've seen all these things that are hidden in plain sight. But it's all around us. It's in every building, in every movie, in every book. The messages are there waiting for us. The keys, the codes that help us grow, they're all around us. Everything is so multidimensional. Everything is speaking to you. And everything has wisdom and knowledge to lend you. So next time you look at a piece of art, You look at a building, you look at a tree, you read a book, you watch a movie. Do it with an open heart. Allow your experience to be more than you expected it to be. If you've followed me in the past, you've listened to me, maybe you've seen some writings. You hear me talk about Marvel movies all the time because they always fascinate me, because they're always got some message or meaning in there that is so deeper than what you see on the surface. Because everything is so multidimensional, there's so many layers and information. And you peel that back as you begin to grow. And you begin to know and you connect to your inner wisdom. It's fascinating what you will see and what you will learn, not only about yourself, but about life and about your experience. I sat and journaled in this one room. It had multiple pictures and it was an experiment of color. Maybe that's not what it's called, but that's how I always looked at it. Remember one of my favorite art projects? I was probably in seventh or eighth grade. And it was to take one color and make it lighter and make it darker and experiment it. And so I did, and I chose my favorite color, green. Always green was my favorite color when I was younger, and I took that favorite color, green, which is not surprising since I'm all about love and green connection to the heart chakra and also to Archangel Raphael and healing. Totally makes so much sense, right? When you reflect back on life and you see these little synchronicities. But the exploration of the different shades of color, and I was sitting in this room, and there's these panels of many, many colors, and there was this one of white, and different shades of white, different aspects of white, different dimensions. And I wrote, it's multidimensional. Multiple colors make up one color. Just like multiple beings and multiple energies make up one universe, it all comes back to one. Just like when I was a kid, and I kept trying to go back to the beginning, back to where it all started. And I would go back to this dark dot, and I couldn't get past this dot. There's no light. There's no beings that I could see. I would just go back to this dark dot. Now I look at this dark dot as going back into the void. The void, the beginning of nothingness, of all. It all started from nothing. We were created from nothing. And from this nothingness, we create our desires, our fears, our loves, our joys, and happiness. We create from nothingness. And out of the void comes something. Out of the void, you are creating that something. You are creating what you wish to create out of the void, out of the nothingness. And I remember as a little kid going back to that. And just wondering and be curious of how we all were created from this nothingness. But that's how we create. When we empty our vessels to allow ourselves to create with no expectations, no attachments, come into our heart space and create from this nothingness, we're really creating from this divine love. And we create everything that's around us, all our happiness, all our joys, our love and our peace. And sitting in this room of art and different colors and looking at this piece of white art in different shapes, not even shapes. Well, there was shapes created by the different shades of white. And realizing that white was so multidimensional, that it's a reflection of us, reflection of our energy, reflection of who we are. We are multidimensional. We all were created from a nothingness. And through that nothingness, we create our desires. We create our fears. We create our joys. We create our loves. We create our happiness. When you can take yourself back to that nothingness, allow you to create from your heart desires. You can create these beautiful, amazing experiences in your life. I think about this in this space of nothingness, and my whole being lights up. Knowing in this void, in this darkness, comes this light. And I am the creator of that light. I create my life. I live my life. My life does not happen to me. I happen to life. You never know where your journey is going to take you. You never know where your enlightened moments are going to come from. Never know what experiences are going to ignite within you on your journey. My exploration into the art museum, I knew going there was going to be very spiritual because I was just called and drawn to go. And I didn't know what was going to happen. And I was so excited to explore it. And so looking forward to exploring another art museum sometime soon. Because really, what I'm exploring is me. My life, my experience, my connection to myself, and my connection to divine. So go out and explore yourself. Find your void. Find your love in your heart space. Choose to heal, to grow, and choose to be in the energy which you wish to be in. You can't rewrite the past, you can't erase the past. It's there. But you can choose how you are in this present moment and choose how those past experiences affect you in your life. You can choose happiness, you can choose joy, you can choose fear, just like creating from the void. You can create more and more in that your life, or you can create more love. I'm all about creating the love and spreading the love. My purpose here is love, to spread love, to share love, and to send love to all of you. And to me, love is the most healing energy out there. Reconnecting to that divine, unconditional love, it will light you up. I cannot stop smiling when I say it. But I will say this. It took me on a journey to get here, to get to this space. And I know that you can do it if you choose. Go out and spread some love in this world. I am sending all my love to all of you. Until next time, bye-bye for now.